history compared to what World War II happened.
You are raising doubt about a vaccine.
I hope I am, because I hope more people take heed of the warning that is necessary.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me and I'm going to die?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be happy to meet you in 3 years and then see how you're doing.
But you think that's possible?
I think that it's probable.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this guy, but how I'm stunned that he still has a license. But I mean, this is just incredible, the stuff that this guy is saying.
This guy is disinforming patients he doesn't even know or meet, and that is the problem. People sitting at home on the internet believing that this guy, who very much reminds me, Anderson, of that pillow guy, who's looking at basic facts and so misinterpreting them that it's hard to believe, but he is doing it in such a way that he's telling these people and convincing them not to get a life-saving vaccine.
We have some stunningly heartbreaking news to share with you this morning, that our colleague, our friend, and truly distinguished CNN journalist Drew Griffin passed away in the last 24 hours.
For God's sake, this is changing the planet, and every scientist and every doctor that knows this to be a facade needs to open their mouth and speak.